Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. I'm Jacob Bunn as we prepare to preview each and every bowl game of the 2015 bowl season. We'll start with about 20 bowl games, the first half or so of the games, and we'll start tomorrow, Saturday, as we prepare for this weekend's games. And we'll start with the New Mexico Bowl between Arizona and New Mexico. New Mexico doesn't have to travel far for this one. This is in Albuquerque, 1 o'clock p.m. game on ESPN, and I'm joined by the college football professor. What do you think about this game?
Well, I'm thinking that Arizona is not going to come in very motivated, but New Mexico will be really motivated. So I'm looking for New Mexico to take a stand and to come out with a win.
Ohio and Appalachian State, this is the Camellia Bowl in Montgomery, 4:30 Saturday on ESPN.
Well, again, when you think about these teams, I want to think that that Appalachian State's going to win this game. I think they're a talented football game. They're new to this division, but they've acquitted themselves quite well, and I think they'll take down the Frank Solich group.
San Jose State and Georgia State, this is the AutoNation Cure Bowl. This is 6 o'clock Saturday on CBS Sports Network.
I think San Jose State will cure whatever ails Georgia State.
Arkansas State and La Tech, this is the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, and these games have been entertaining over the years. This is 8 o'clock Saturday on ESPN, played in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Well, I think that the men from Ruston is going to come out on top, even though Louisiana Tech has not had quite the year they've been having, but I think they'll load up and they'll pick up trucks, head for New Orleans, and have a grand old time.
All right. Well, Western Kentucky and South Florida, this game's in Miami Beach. A bowl is the name of it. It's in Marlins Park in Miami, and it's 1:30 Saturday on ESPN.
I think Western Kentucky will have will take down South Florida. It's interesting here. The former Western Kentucky coach is now the South Florida coach, and now I think Western Kentucky is going to show him what he's missing.
Akron and Utah State in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. 2:30 on ESPN. I'm not sure if the bowl's famous or the potato is famous, but something's famous. Who's going to be the famous winner here? This is 2:30 on the 22nd on ESPN.
Whatever happens, Jacob, Akron's about to get zipped or baked or something like that. They're fixing to get it because this potato bowl is going to take them down.
Number 24, Temple, looking to finish the year strong. Of course, coming out of the AAC. Toledo, the Rockets, are coming out of the MAC. This is a 6 o'clock game on Tuesday the 22nd on ESPN, and a nice destination for these two. They're playing in Boca Raton, in the Boca Raton Bowl. Who wins this game?
Who would ever thought that Temple and Toledo would play at the end of the year in a bowl and be one of the better bowls of the early season? Both of these teams have done quite well, and I think if Toledo's quarterback is well, Toledo will win the game, even though Temple has quite a good defense. But, Jacob, the thing that I haven't understood, you've called the famous Potato Bowl, and we've got the Camellia Bowl, and we got all these. How come there's not a Salad Bowl?
That is a good question. And, I think some of these people might need a Salad Bowl after they eat Christmas dinner in a couple of weeks. A lot of Salad Bowls might be passed around. Let's talk about the Poinsettia Bowl. This is in Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. Boise State in Northern Illinois, 3:30 on the 23rd, Christmas Eve on ESPN.
Boise won't know how to act leaving their blue field, and so I'm going to say because of that, they're going to have the blues after Northern Illinois gets through with them.
Another Georgia team. We talked about Georgia State. How about Georgia Southern? They're playing Bowling Green in the GoDaddy Bowl, another game played here in the state of Alabama. This is 7 o'clock on the 23rd, also on ESPN.
Oh, brother, this is going to be quite a game. Two contrasting teams. One, a triple option run. The other's wide open, throw it all over the field. But I think that the triple option is going to win the game. I think Georgia Southern comes out on top.
Well, how about going to Nassau in the Bahamas? Middle Tennessee and Western Michigan are going to get to do that. Christmas Eve morning at 11 a.m. on ESPN, these two play in the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl.
Well, Popeye, he's quite a character. I don't know if they have any spinach down there, but I'm going to think that Middle Tennessee is going to come out on top in this game.
San Diego State and Cincinnati in the Hawaii Bowl. This is in Aloha Stadium, Christmas Eve night. So if you're done with all your Christmas Eve festivities, want to turn on a football game, these two will be playing 7 o'clock on ESPN. And Tommy Tuberville head coach of the Cincinnati Bearcats, trying to get another bowl win.
Well, I think Tommy Tuberville will be singing Santa Claus Comes to Town. And if Cincinnati's quarterbacks are well, they've had a lot of injuries at that position, they win the game. But that's a big question.
UConn and Marshall play in the St. Petersburg Bowl in St. Petersburg, Florida, the Tropicana Field there at 10 o'clock a.m. on the 26th, the day after Christmas, on ESPN. 10 o'clock early morning kickoff for these two.
Well, I'm going to have to go along with Minnesota in this game.
Miami, another team from the state of Florida, Minnesota. This is UConn. That was UConn and Marshall there.
Marshall. Yeah, Marshall. I'm going with Marshall. The thundering herd.
Yeah, well, it'll be thundering there on Christmas morning for sure. Miami and Washington State. This is the Hyundai Sun Bowl. This is the day after Christmas, the 26th. 1 o'clock on CBS, played in El Paso. What do you like in this game?
Well, this is quite a game, but I'm going to say that there'll be an upset. What about Nebraska Cornhuskers winning this game?
Yeah, in the Miami and Washington State game.
Yeah,
that would be an upset if Nebraska won between those two.
I'm looking at a chart and it has them. I guess we're getting too many bowls, so I'm going to have to go with Washington State, thinking that Leach has had quite a good year. He'll win this game.
I agree with you. I think Washington State will win this game. Washington and Southern Miss. This is the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. Which team, I guess in the spirit of Zaxby's and in the spirit of your cliches and your one-liners, which team will be more chicken in this Zaxby's Bowl?
Well, I'm going to say that Southern Miss is going to win the game. Okay. And I think it'd be quite an upset over Washington. But somehow Southern Miss is just, they've been surprising me all year. So I'm going to think they got one more surprise left in them.
Indiana Duke, this is the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, played in Yankee Stadium in New York, New York. ABC 230. No, it's not a basketball game. This is a football game. Indiana and Duke, who do you like?
I'm going to have to go with the Hoosiers.
Really?
I think they'll win the game, and I think they'll come out in their basketball team's warm-ups that has the candy stripes on them in the Pinstripe Bowl.
They'll need all the warm they can get there in New York. Frank Beamer, he is playing in his last game. His players and his team are trying to make it his last win as they try to go out with a winning record. 6-6, both of these teams are, as they play Tulsa 4:45 on that day after Christmas on ESPN. This is the Independence Bowl. So who wins this one, the Camping World Independence Bowl?
Well, I think Frank will be beaming after the game.
So a win for the Hokies. All right, you teased it earlier, UCLA and Nebraska. You're eager to get to this one, so let's get right to it. 8:15 on ESPN. This is from Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. And you think there's a chance that a 5-7 team wins a bowl game, namely the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yes, and it has to do, they've played well all year. It's about time they got a break. Even though this would be a monumental upset, I imagine UCLA is quite a favorite in the game. But somehow I think Nebraska is at 5-7, going to come in and play a good game. And maybe this might be the time where they perform like they thought they would all year.
UCLA is favored by 6.5 in this game. Pittsburgh and Navy, number 21 Navy. Navy had a good year this year. They almost were able to get in the conversation to be in the New Year's Six, but they weren't. And since they weren't, guess where they get to go bowling? At their own stadium. They get to play in the Military Bowl, the Northrop Grumman Military Bowl there in Annapolis, Maryland. This is 1:30, Monday the 28th on ESPN. Can Navy close out the year with a good win?
Well, I think they would hope to, but I believe Pittsburgh will win the game. And I think, Jacob, I'm not very good at predicting games, but I'm going to predict it's going to be cold that day.
Now, that's a bold prediction there for Annapolis, Maryland this time of year. Central Michigan and Minnesota. This one's in Ford Field in Michigan, ESPN2, 4 o'clock on Monday the 28th. Who wins in this Quick Lane Bowl? Will it be a quick bowl? Quick Lane
Bowl?
Well,
I think the Gophers in this place will come out because they have had, you know, they've had their coaching changing and they've gotten adjusted to it.
Come out of the holes, the Gophers will. All right, I like it. Two teams from the state of Utah are traveling a long way, well, not really, to Nevada. 2:30 tomorrow, Saturday, on ABC, these two in the Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl. Number 22, Utah, BYU, 9-3. We mentioned Bronco Mendenhall leaving his program to go to Virginia. Kyle Whittingham not leaving his program to go anywhere. Who do you favor in this game?
I think because of the coaching change at BYU, then I think Utah will win the game. I think that's the difference to me. So I think Utah will win it.
Early, let's discuss for just a second. The SEC plays 10 bowl games. And this is not counting a potential second chance the Crimson Tide of Alabama might have in a national championship game if they win their semifinal. So let's just say it's 10 at the moment. What do you think an early record or a good record, solid, sufficient record for the SEC would be of those 10 games?
Well, Jacob, it's interesting to me that the beginning of this season we thought the SEC was the most stable conference of all the conferences, and right now they're probably the most unstable conference of all the conferences. You know, we've had the fact that Florida made a change, but then their quarterback got suspended for the year and half of next year, and so that really caused a blow to Florida. South Carolina, coaching change. Georgia, coaching change. LSU tried to make a change. All kind of confusion going on at Texas A&M. Missouri, coaching change, and all kind of things happening. So it's interesting. And so I'm going to say if they win 7 games, it'd be a good year.
I'm in complete agreement with you. 7 would be considered a definite accomplishment. Well, we'll talk about those 10 bowl games and the other big bowl games when we come back, and that'll be in about a week and a half on the BunSports.com podcast here at BunSports.com. For the college football professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. We've broken down the first 20 bowl games. We'll be back for 20 more after that, including the college football playoff featuring Clemson, Oklahoma, Michigan State, Alabama. Those two are the college football playoff games, and many more bowls to preview here at BunSports.com. In the meantime, have a Merry Christmas. We here at BunSports.com wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and warm time this year as we celebrate the Christmas holiday. So have a great Christmas, and we will be back in a week and a half to preview some more bowls here at BunSports.com.